And the latest from Vote Leave. We send £350 million a week to the EU, enough to build a new hospital every week. Actually, I will just interject there, as people keep disputing the £350 million. Our EU membership bill is £350 million. Of that, we get about £100 million cash back, £75 million in gift vouchers to be spent on projects that the EU approve of, and half, £175 million, they take as a handling charge. And if you don't think £350 million is the right figure to use because we get some of it back, how much did you pay for your house? Did you pay a lot? Or, because you got a house in exchange for your money, do you think it was free? The EU bill us £350 million a week. Enough to build a new hospital every week. 250,000 EU migrants a year come to the UK, and five new countries are in the queue to join, including Albania, Serbia and Turkey. It's out of control and damages the NHS. It's safer to take back control and spend our money on our priorities. Today's migration figures confirm that we don't have control of our borders. Last year alone, 270,000 EU migrants came to the UK, with net migration levels at a record 184,000. This is the equivalent of adding a population the size of Oxford to the UK every year, putting huge pressure on our schools, hospitals and housing. Boris Johnson spoke today of how the UK benefits from immigration, but that the system has spun out of control. He pointed out not only to the strain this puts on the NHS, but also on the downward pressure it puts on wages. With five more countries, including Turkey, Albania and Serbia, with a combined population of 88 million, set to join the EU, the impact will only get worse. You can read his full statement at our website. David Cameron's renegotiation did nothing to bring back control of our borders. He promised that EU migrants would have to have a job offer before they came to the UK. But today's figures show that 77,000 came here without a job offer last year. The Prime Minister has continually said that he will bring net migration down to the tens of thousands. But it's clear that staying inside the EU makes this impossible. Our immigration and asylum policies are controlled by an unelected body of bureaucrats in Brussels. We can't vote them out, even if we disagree with them. Outside the EU, we can take back control and create a fairer immigration system, which welcomes in the brightest and best from around the world, rather than one that discriminates against non-EU skilled workers. The only way to do this is to vote Leave on the 23rd of June. EU rules give UK taxpayers a multi-million pound bill. New Vote Leave research, you can see it at our website, has revealed that EU procurement rules have cost the taxpayer £8.4 billion between 2010 and 2014. These onerous regulations make it more expensive for public authorities to build vital services, such as schools and hospitals. They also cause huge delays to projects, amounting to a total of 5,422 years in 2014 alone. When you reflect on what this money could have bought, it brings home the huge cost of our EU membership. £8.4 billion could have funded 25 new hospitals here in the UK, or paid for England's flood defences three times over. The annual cost is five times what we spend on the NHS Cancer Drug Fund, and could have paid for 273,000 basic state pensions. If we vote Leave on the 23rd of June, we can eliminate these costly rules, which delay construction projects, and it'll save us billions across government departments. If we combine this with the £350 million we send to Brussels every week, we could have a lot more money to spend on our own priorities, such as the NHS. Visit our website and make a donation. VoteLeaveTakeControl.org